Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
Beautiful babies of God, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny, and I bring forth a question for you gals today.
Oh, you do. This is a new thing, you starting out with a question.
Because
whatever
nervous.
We've got like to bring suddenly goes poof.
Is that a
and
problem?
Then
we
all have
don't
to
know
focus.
What direction you're going to lead this podcast in. Something like totally off.
No, I won't lead it.
Okay, what's your question? Because now I'm intrigued.
I just,
darn
okay,
it.
Here's the thing. I had to quick pack a lunch today. I rode on my moto. And so I couldn't like eat on the way. So I had to pack it on the bike. And
do you
anyways,
know real motorcycle cool guys can eat and ride?
like steak, dinner, knife and fork. Yeah. Well, so I packed just, you know, a bunch of stuff, fruits and vegetables in different bags. And then as I sort of rode out, I realized, you know, I've got carrots in a Ziploc bag, grapes in a separate Ziploc bag. And then those Ziploc baggies are in a larger Ziploc bag.
You're enshrouded with xenoestrogens. Is that what you're worried about?
I'm just wondering, like, have I created a compounding situation where like methyl, diethyl, ethyl, bethyls are going to invade my body when I eat this
That's
fruit?
That's a good question, actually, isn't it?
Or am I projecting my childhood trauma in trying to now manage fear that's unrealistic?
Yeah, well, let me just address that just immediately. There's two ways you could go, I reckon. You could go to the facts, and the facts are there's probably ethyl, bethyl, methyl, twethyl all in there and shrouding your food.
But, you can't smell it, but it's
but
there.
You could go, like I have gone in the past, and go all glass and go all purist worry about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And go so psycho and not drink anything.
And have stomach problems.
Anything out of anything plastic, John. Like he'll dehydrate himself because it's not coming out of a copper vessel. He only drinks out of copper.
Yeah, he does.
Or glass. Or special glass.
I love that he doesn't have
but
a mic.
Listen,
yes.
And then you can get psycho like John. And literally, I have made myself sick out of fear. You know, when it would have behooved me to just shove a bit of plastic around my food.
Yeah.
And not fear. Oh, so there's a balance.
I think there's a balance. And I think as I can, I get rid of plastics as I can.
I don't throw hot water in a plastic mug.
No, I don't microwave in plastics. Serene doesn't even microwave, of course. But, you know, and nothing hot in plastics because then you're leaching more. In my, like now, I used to put everything in plastic baggies for my fridge. And now it's more glass. I'm not all the way there yet.
When I'm at home, it's glass because I don't worry about weight. But like if I'm traveling, I know
on your motorbike carrying glass things.
You
I
look
don't
like
know.
Amelia Bedelia with a stack of dishes.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about?
You will.
That's been me. I used to carry a cooler.
Yeah,
I travel
and you know
for
you
work.
Can cut yourself and die with the glass.
You could.
You could.
See, people don't think about
so
this.
So I don't know. I think your balance thing, Serena, is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I really was.
The toxins from fear are
I
so
really
much
was
worse.
The purest to the purest where it overtook my brain and all I thought about was the things in the world coming to get me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I may have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about the things in the world coming to get
me.
The water
Bethel
out of
monsters.
My tap.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how we can't this isn't from the earth.
Well, guess
this
what?
Is from my toilet.
No.
If you live in a city.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're getting into fear state.
I'm
Dan,
getting
so
into
just stop it.
It,
okay?
I can relax.
Okay, good.
And I'm done.
Hey, but I have a funny story to tell, Serene. We are gonna get to some meat here because guess what? Today's gonna be a super cool practical party. Superfood spotlight. I'm not telling what it's about yet because you're going to have to wait to get through this story. So
it's
indulge
not about carrots,
me.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Danny, we just lost another 1,203 listeners.
What?
Why? That
they don't
exists?
Like you crunching or Serene crunching. Now my crunches are good.
No, your crunches are not good. Why are your crunches good?
No, I'm just joking. No one here likes to hear us eating on the mic.
He slowly backs away from the mic.
Unless you don't care about those. There's some of those
hey,
could
Bell.
Have been
they
men.
They can go.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to tell a story in Serene because we just got back from Mexico for our couples trip. We do this every year. You know, we go to my timeshare. And Serene, you all know from previous potties what a minimalist packer she was. She spent a full potty telling you that she packed for herself, her husband, and her child in one backpack, and we went to China for 10 days.
Yeah.
Well, I always sort of piped in that potty sinks, but Serene, you kept borrowing all my stuff. Remember that? I tried
well,
to
Well, I got traumatized. We went to New Zealand on the curly, curly roads, and I only brought one pair of wool of everything, one pair of undies, one singlet, one wool skirt.
Yeah, and your pride for the minimalism
and
was so huge.
My baby vomited over all of it on the windy roads on the first day in NZ. And you just can't get it out of the wool, man. I smell like vomit for the whole
entire
trip.
Yeah, so this is so funny.
I forget that there's still babies out there vomiting.
Yeah, there are.
I haven't had one in a while. And they poop up their back.
Yeah, but you were just
talking about
your dog. A dog pooping and vomiting in your car, which was worse. Way worse.
You know.
Okay, so I was sort of worried because I get peer pressure about Serene and Vange. Their Vange pack's so light. And, you know, Serene was ultra minimalist. And I have a big suitcase. And I jam it with everything. I always am at that verge of 50 pounds. You know, you can't go over, you pay extra. But I'm like, I weigh it beforehand. It's always like 49 points.
Are you that girl on the Titanic?
Oh, yes.
Full bags.
Because you don't know what you're going to wear, Danny.
You don't. That's
and
fair.
So you got to take all your clothes.
You got to wait till the spirit leads you.
Well, guess what? I was so peer pressured. My sister's going to look down on me. My sister's going to look down on me. And here comes Serene to the airport with a bigger bag than mine, dragging it. Okay, so the people put
this. Do you want to know why? Because I've been peer pressured into a new haircut by my sister that takes 7 brushes.
Okay,
and the hair dryer.
Guess what?
Hey,
they had to get
you got good hair. I noticed today.
It was heavier. Today. It was above weight, and they had to put a special sticker
above
on
weight.
It called heavy. So she went from the minimalist.
Hey, this is a special trip though without the children, right? So I just put the fancy dancy dress.
She
in.
Was honeymooning.
Are
man.
You over your minimalism?
Yeah.
It's all about
right
comfort now, eh?
Yeah, well, this one is on rollers and my minimalism bag was heavy. I had to tote it everywhere.
Oh
my
goodness, but the whole funny thing is with this bag is she had everything she owned in that, right? Well, we've been
everything.
Home a week now from Mexico and it still hasn't arrived.
It got lost. It went poof. Like literally poof. They have no idea where it is.
It's hilarious.
It has everything in it, like everything to keep me alive.
Some of these minimalists.
Disgusting because I can't find my 7 brushes. You know, they're all in
there. Some of you guys lie to yourselves, though, because it's like, I'm a minimalist, but it's like, you look like a one-man band walking around covered
yes.
in gear.
But that's what happened to me. My
it's
back
like,
hurts, my neck hurts.
Yeah.
I had all my vomit clothes in the back.
Yes.
So that's what happens to minimalists. And then
and you travel and you're doing all this exciting stuff. You get to your hotel room at night. It's a hotel motel.
I don't cool. know.
Depends on if it has a door outside or inside.
Okay. Yeah, that's
whatever.
So true.
You get in there late at night. You don't go to bed. You're washing everything in the sink.
It depends on your socioeconomic class.
It's so true. But you know what? It's so funny. You know how people, okay, you know how you got those people. You know them, Danny. Maybe you were them once. You have a really quite illustrious life before you turn to follow the Lord, right? And so maybe you were dating all the people and maybe...
No, I didn't date all the people.
Okay, you weren't. But
I was
maybe
scared.
A lot of people are and they do things they kind of regret. And so then they're like, hold on, that's not going to be for my children. And so they go extreme and they don't allow them to date and they're not allowed to kiss till they're married and all that, like swing, right? So, darling Serene, it's kind of like what happened to you.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
swung to the other
you
side.
Swung
I'm
to the
swung.
Literally, there's no balance.
And every time, my husband's like, quickly remove stuff, Serene. Remove it and put it in your carry-on because I'm having to pay $100 everywhere. My bag was charging us an extra $100.
For the heavy.
Because it was that heavy. It was the one with the sticker. No one else had a sticker.
No one.
Can't you just pull the sticker off and save a couple hundred?
No, they know. They do it.
They know.
Anyway, all that to say, hey, that was our intro, indulging about ourselves. But we want to talk about a whole superfood spotlight on quinoa.
Yeah, no quinoa, people.
Quinoa. I thought for sure it was quinoa for this year. Yeah.
All the rookies think of it as quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa.
Why do I love quinoa? Because I had it for breakfast this morning. That's why I want to talk about
hey.
It.
So the whole episode is going to be about quinoa.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Why not?
Quinoa. It's so incredible, you guys, because I love a grain for breakfast, and so I'm usually having my oatmeal.
With protein.
Of course, with protein. Use my
but
creamy
for new peeps in the room.
Yes.
We anchor everything around protein.
But sometimes I just get the urge to branch out and do something different. And the reason I decided to do a quinoa week or quinoa week was because I felt a little bit achy in the last couple of days. I could just feel my neck hurting, and you know, that often can lead to a headache for me. And I'm like, I'm going to cut this off, because I have read that quinoa is so anti-inflammatory. It's so good for people who suffer with headaches, and it has always helped me in the past.
Or nosebleeds.
Does
I'm not
it?
Saying quinoa particularly, but yeah. I think I had chronic nosebleeds my whole life.
Right.
Until I got off all the inflammatories.
Quinoa is incredibly anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And you know, that word anti-inflammatory is just thrown out. It's anti-inflammatory. It's anti-inflammatory. But what does that really mean?
Yeah.
It means that you're actually protecting your cells from molecules that are unstable, from free radicals that are the ones that lead to disease.
Yes.
So anti-inflammatory is a huge thing. And why is it anti-inflammatory? Because it has two plant compounds, quercetin and camphorol, and they are so anti-inflammatory. They're protecting you from those free radicals.
Yeah, sure. She spoke that all off the top of her head, eh?
Free radicals. I always picture like punk rockers from the 60s or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like chains, and they're like just running around, whoa, in your body.
And about the quinoa, and Pearl's going to get into it because she's all hyped and piped, but it is actually a complete protein. It has all of those nine.
What does that mean, complete protein?
Okay, so your body can make some amino acids, but there's nine of them that it cannot make. And so you have to get it from food. Well, quinoa contains all of those nine that your body cannot make.
Okay.
And in one cup of quinoa, you get 9 grams of protein, which isn't as great as steak, but it's fantastic when you're adding it to your meal.
Yes, and it's very absorbable protein.
Yes.
And your body assimilates it so well.
And it's so wonderful. You know, here at Trim Healthy Mama, you know, we think about things that are going to help us keep our waistline. And the thing about quinoa is it has this wonderful high-quality clean protein which satiates and curbs the snacking monster. But the other thing about it is it's so high in fiber, higher than brown rice, higher than most grains and seeds out there, quinoa.
Wow.
So with that satiating fiber and satiating protein, you've got like a double whammy.
Oh yes. And I have like for breakfast, like so I when I do these weeks of quinoa, because it's not something quinoa you want to sort of want to make up a big batch ahead of time and keep it in your fridge and just make meals with it. That's what I do.
Especially if you're a freak out like me and you want to do the soak first.
Yeah, the
almost
soak,
like
you're
a soak. Like a bag of rice in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's something I've done.
Yeah. And so like I have
a glass container
today. I've had it twice already today. So for my morning breakfast, I just threw a quinoa in. I'd cooked it, so it was still warm. I cooked it up this morning. Threw it in my bowl. And to accentuate the protein, I did 2 tablespoons of our creamy, dreamy hemp protein. So then you're so infused with protein, and it's all really great.
And I love it because it's a plant protein. Now, we love animal protein here too. We love it. But we don't like to just get extreme and just be on one side of things. I think it's so great when you balance it. Then you're getting the best of both worlds. And so it's great to actually throw in some plant proteins too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously we sell plant protein. Is it normal and healthy to get protein out of a plant? And how do you
we should balance all our proteins. Some plant proteins, some animal proteins, but
do you need like a lot of plants to get a little protein?
No, because that's why you use certain things like hemp, like quinoa, the ones with a lot of protein.
Oh,
so a lot of plants don't have a lot of protein. Some plants have a lot of protein. So you harness it from them. But I'll tell you about my breakfast if you want to try it. It's similar to my sweatpants oatmeal. So just throw in the full, I do a full cup of quinoa.
Oh, totes.
And then just some cashew milk, about 3/4 of a cup or something. I do, and then I top it.
So this has all gone in a little saucepan? No, because
it
was already hot.
If it wasn't hot, I would heat it up with this. And then just my mineral salt and cinnamon and gentle sweet on top. It's so fantastic.
Did you slice any banana poos in there or anything?
I'd already eaten half a banana because Autumn left it for me. So I just had it. Otherwise, I would have had it on top.
Right. That sounds good, eh?
But quinoa is so filling.
Yes, it is.
You think that's not going to fill you, but it's the protein in it and it's the fiber in it. And it's just so nurturing. Oh, my goodness. And then let me tell you how I made it for lunch. So you know, that pot of quinoa is still in my fridge. So I made a quinoa bowl. So delicious. I just like sprayed, because these are both E's, right, on the plant. So we're getting our good carbs. So we're not throwing a whole bunch of fat in, but it tastes like you're having a lot of fat.
New peeps in the room, can you just do 5 seconds while I'm looking something up, Pearl?
Yeah.
5 seconds on why you're not throwing a bunch of fats in with your
Yeah. So, of course, if you're eating an e-meal, which is for energizing, we want to utilize those carbs. And if you put fats in at the same time, that's fantastic if you're at a healthy weight. Danny or even us, we do what you call crossovers sometimes. But if you're in weight loss mode, you want to focus on the carb one at a time. Or if you do a fats meal, focus on the fat. But don't shove them all in the same meal.
Your body can't burn everything at once.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to bulk up, mix those carbs and fats, baby.
So anyway, I in my pan, I just sprayed it with a little of just a fine spray. So, you know, you're not getting more than 1 gram of fat. And then I threw in my 1 cup of quinoa. I shoved so many handfuls of spinach. You know how they go down to nothing?
Yeah.
You know how you start with a full tub of spinach and you're left with like a tablespoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's if you cook it and cook it. So I didn't. This was cooked for like 3 minutes, but it really beefed it up. I didn't have any other like quick cook veggies, but you could, if you really want to beef it up more, you could quick cook tiny veggies, but it was already getting big. And then I put half a sachet, because I already had a lot of protein, quite a bit. I put half a sachet of tuna. So I was at about 19 grams in the end of protein. That was fine for me because I already put, I season it with nutritional
yeast.
Which
is protein.
Lots of protein. And then I just did Creole seasoning. It took me 3 minutes, Danny. It was like the yummiest lunch I've had. And forever, you guys got to try it.
And that's because you keep the glassware filled with quinoa.
Yeah, and I
in
made a bunch. It will last me a week. I'm going to have a quinoa week. I feel fantastic. My inflammation is gone, Serene.
Your inflammation?
Yeah.
See? That's amazing.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, for breakfast, and Sam, my husband, loves this too. I do a big glass pot of quinoa in the fridge too, because I did the purest way. I do the soak with a little acid, like an apple cider vinegar soak overnight in a warm bath of water. Well, just for us that care about stuff we don't need to care about, like getting rid of the phytates.
No, but it does actually, I was reading this morning, it makes all the minerals more absorbable.
Right. Oh, yeah, it just gets rid of the phytates, which makes the minerals, thank you, Pearl, more absorbable.
Hey.
But anyway, so I've got it in the fridge and all I do is I just chuck it on a skillet in the morning, just like 3/4 of a cup to a cup, maybe a cup, yeah.
With butter
I like volume eating. No, I just do it on a little spritz with a non-stick coconut oil spray on the skillet, right?
Danny, you could do it with butter because you're all about crossing the crossover.
But for me and my husband, I just want to keep it as a knee. And I'll just saute that cup of quinoa with cinnamon.
Oh. Is this one serving?
Yes.
Okay.
But, if I'm doing it for both of my husband and I, two cups.
Got it.
Cinnamon, mineral salt, and gentle sweet.
Oh, I like mine.
And it's like really delicious. And I'll put like a teaspoon per husband,
per husband, per me,
like a teaspoon of MCT oil. I was getting there.
Okay. You spritz it.
And I saute that up and it's like spicy and sweet, but it's pilaf texture. It's not soggy. It's not porridge. It's like fluffy.
Okay. So it gets fluffy because you're reheating it.
Yeah. Well, it's already fluffy because you've got this fluffy pot of quinoa in the fridge, but I'm not adding liquid to it. See, I'm just sauteing it up with cinnamon and spice deliciousness.
Not yummy.
And it's hot. And then I get my cereal bowl and I love my favorite brand of cottage cheese is the Good Culture.
Yeah. I love Good Culture.
It's grass fed and it's got the awesome live cultures in it. And I stick a serving of cold cottage cheese on one half of the cereal bowl and stick this hot cinnamon spice sweet quinoa pilaf on the other side. And when I eat it, I don't stirry. I've trained my husband not to stirry, right? You just get a little bit of the cold,
like half and
yummy,
half.
Cultured flavored sour. You know, it's a little bit yogurt tasting cottage cheese and you dip it into the hot. It's almost like ice cream and apple pie.
Yes.
Oh, it's really good. This is my breakfast.
Dude, oh, yum.
I felt it in my
heart.
And
another way for lunchtime to do quinoa too. I mean, I used to do it crossover and it'd be great for you, Dan, but now I'm going to try it with egg whites because I just I love just doing traditional ease. Is to just get that egg base, whether egg whites or full eggs, and stick a bunch of quinoa and spices in it. And you just make little
In your pan, you spray your pan, you pour your egg whites in.
No, I'm talking you're baking this thing. You're baking it like a quiche. It's like a quinoa quiche. It's delectable. Well, the texture is
divine. Why are you
going
to say that? I have no idea how to make that.
Well, just get a bowl. How many eggs you want? I don't care. How many? And you just put your spices, salt, pepper, little chili flakes,
savory.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh. This is for lunch. You're making a bunch. You're just heating it up in your in your air fryer or whatever for you know, you just a get meal. Yourself a square.
You ever
and you stuff a bunch of already cooked quinoa in that egg base and you bake it up, dudes.
Any veggies?
Yeah, anything you want. You can stick anything
in. Okay, so it's a quinoa bake.
It's amazing. Quinoa bakes are delicious.
It's like I've a never
done
quiche.
A quinoa. I've never done whatever. A quinoa bake, but now it sounds to me like I could make a custardy sweet one.
Or you could do either.
Yummy.
Have you ever had cottage cheese and peaches?
Yes.
Ooh, yum.
That's yummy. Cottage cheese and pineapple.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, yes.
I want to tell you something.
Okay, but before you do that, can I? Because I had something underlined.
Because your big sister.
Oh, yeah. before you go.
You know how we've been talking? You know how we've been talking about the quercetin inside quinoa?
Yeah.
That is so high. Yeah. Like when you think of quercetin, does anyone in this room know what is considered the highest vegetable, the highest thing on this planet in quercetin?
Tomatoes.
Quinoa. No, it's not tomatoes. That's lycopene, Danny.
You mean the one under quercetin? Because quinoa is the highest, right?
Well, no, quinoa is one of the highest. Okay. The highest is capers.
Oh, I love capers. Yeah, I just had them interesting? In my lunch today. I love chucking capers on my salad.
If you what capers is a cape? I've never and even quinoa together, can you imagine? But they tested all these foods and like cranberries are considered super high in all these high foods. Are. And quinoa came out higher. Isn't that
Let's
incredible?
Just take our hat off.
Why do we love quercetin?
You tell us.
Because here's why quinoa works so well for headache sufferers. Okay, fellow headache sufferers, I've been walking out of headaches. I used to be terrible with them, but every now and then they'll try to come back. But I've got my arsenal of things to do. You know, we've talked about olive oil. That's fantastic. But quinoa is so effective for me for various reasons. Quinoa's high in magnesium. Yes. Now, you can take a magnesium supplement. It doesn't help my headaches. I've tried all the magnesium supplements and I know they're good for many things, but because it's in that whole food and it's so absorbable, it works better for me. The other reason is the quercetin.
Well, pregnant women listen up too, because magnesium is so incredible for pregnant women.
Yes, and now
especially
let me just
to stop
put
premature
my,
contractions.
Let me put my granny glasses. Hold on.
They are granny glasses, Pearl.
Yes, but I'm going to talk about blah, blah, blah.
You look like
blah.
An adult.
You look really intelligent.
I'm
like
an
you're about
adult.
To say something really deep.
Okay, but it was, oh.
Like we can learn from Pearl today.
Yeah, we can.
It is, oh, not only, okay, so it's so anti-inflammatory and that gets rid of your pain, right? But for those who are allergic, those who flare with certain things, those who have allergies, quercetin is considered a, it's what is it called now? It is when you it's actually a supplement for allergies, asthma, arthritis, gout, and things. If you're reacting to certain things, quercetin is an antihistamine.
Oh,
that's the word.
That is brilliant.
Quercetin is a natural antihistamine.
So not only is it a grain that's gluten free.
Yes,
it's a grain that's not on the allergen list at all. It's going to help you. With
it
your
is
allergies.
Really good for the immune system. Now that's why some people turn to quinoa because, you know, if you're doing the grains with gluten, that can have an impact on your immune system.
Quinoa's not even a grain. It's
no,
a seed.
Not.
Just like buckwheat and amaranth. It's a seed.
So if you have
like
any autoimmune issues going, you want to steer clear of the glutens unless it's very sourdough, like Serene's ancient way of doing it. Otherwise, it can cause your body to just get more markers and you will inflame and it will be even worse. But quinoa is so great because it doesn't have any gluten, but also because it works, it counterattacks.
Yeah.
Like how good? Like 10% better or talking, I can't eat peanut butter, now I can.
Oh, I doubt. Well, if you were like, I wouldn't go eat peanut butter if you have the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if your throat closes with peanut butter, I wouldn't do that. But I'm just talking on a daily basis.
Well, because I've wondered if a lot of our, you know, allergies, because, you know, at first when, because, you know, everybody getting allergies, it was like new. It's like, oh, I didn't know you could even have an allergy to that or whatever. Right. But I wonder if a lack of foods have caused us to sort of have a tighter available window of food.
It's true, Danny. The longer you stay away from a food, sometimes you need a little break. But then they say bring it back in small doses because you don't want to say, oh, these foods I cannot, these 55 foods I cannot eat forever.
Well, if you say it, you can't.
You know? But then people stay away and their body, and then they can't tolerate. They eat it once and they're like, oh my goodness, what a reaction. But what if we just add quinoa in, you know, sort of frequently, it's going to make us more tolerant of these things.
Every now and again, I'll eat dairy just to not let my body decide that I'm not going to ever have dairy again.
I love that. I want to say something. I'm just going to interrupt, Pearl.
I'm done.
Something else that quinoa has that warrants like our attention.
A hip name, am I right?
It is 20-hydroxyectazone. I hope I pronounced it properly, but it's a compound known to help with weight control. Research suggests that this compound helps burn more calories and consequently aids in weight control. So quinoa has this amazing compound. Not only is it weight loss friendly because of the high fiber and high amount of protein, but it has this 20-hydroxyectazone that basically burns calories. It's like with oolong tea.
Yes, right. Eating it actually helps your body burn your next meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I read that today too.
Love it.
Isn't that incredible? That's considered one of the greatest, not necessarily weight loss foods, like, you know, like 90 calorie soup or something that you're going to shred
within a week.
But that's not what we're doing here.
Low calorie foods don't necessarily shred in the end.
No, they don't. We want to turn on mechanisms on our body that make us metabolically faster.
That's correct. That's what quinoa does.
Is quinoa like, sorry. No, you go. I just had a question.
Is
it like an ancient grain, like the ancient peoples would have?
Well, they say it's like 7,000 years old, whatnot.
Right.
Whatever. But it's the Andean, it's an Andean food, like Peru, Chile, Bolivia. You know, they're all, it's all part of their cultural diet.
Yeah.
In fact, they call it centennials, the ones that live over 100.
Oh, yeah.
In Peru, they say that they eat quinoa every day and they associate their longevity to quinoa.
I'm going to hit like 120 at least.
Oh, me too. I'm going for it. Bible says I can.
Hey, but I want to read, since I'm onto that, like this whole anti-inflammatory, antihistamine thing, I'm reading something. I've talked to you guys about this book, The Kaufman Protocol, here before. Love this book.
Yes, great.
I'm on the waiting list for her new book, by the way. And she's talking about quercetin here. And she says, since 1977, scientists have been aware that quercetin blocks histamine release. If you recall, so that means your body won't react to something that it thinks it's allergic to as much. Okay. If you recall, histamine is produced and then excreted by various cells in response to stress, which then further stimulates the inflammatory response. Histamine is responsible for that itching that drives you crazy. Quercetin acts by inhibiting mast cell activation and then blocks the release of histamine. There is even a quercetin nasal spray that effectively treats sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, and asthma. Oh, if you're an asthmatic, eat quinoa. Quinoa is huge for asthmatics, and that's funny that I do so well with it because when I was a child, I was an asthmatic. And some people who are asthmatics have this mast cell thing, so that's why my body just settles down with quinoa.
What are you calling mast cell?
Mast cell. Those are the reactive cells. Yeah, Americans probably say mast.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, mast.
M-A-S-T.
Yeah.
And that's my – what is this word that you're saying that we're talking about right now?
Mast.
Can you spell it?
Oh, no. Quercetin.
Q-U-E-R-C. Go take it from there.
E-T-I-N.
Yeah. Not quartet.
Not
quartet. Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
This is a brand new word for most people.
Is it? Yes.
I've never heard it before.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Another thing that quinoa is high in is lysine. Lysine is so antiviral. And also lysine helps you use your fat deposits as energy.
Yes, lysine is huge.
Yeah, it's very high.
Especially if you're dealing with any Epstein-Barr or anything that your body just can't shed, right?
Can I tell a little on me? I came back from Mexico and all of a sudden, I was in the shower, soapy. And under my arm, I'm like, oh. That really hurts. And I'm like, oh, there's a knot. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm dying.
And then I'm like, okay,
that's so not the right confession. And I'm just like, nothing formed against me shall prosper and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Declaring life over myself. But then 2 hours later, I went to bed and I wake up with pain in my other underarm. Now I've got two underarms
with these
little pebbles that hurt. Yeah. And then the next day I get two more. So I have two in each armpit and they hurt and they're burning. I'm like, wow, freak out.
She calls me. She's like, Pearl, I don't want you to worry about me. Just pray for me. And I'm not going to be looking up anything, and I'm just walking out
so
of this.
So you can look it up for me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did look it up for her.
But if you notice anything, you
I did
know
look
my
it
number.
Up for her, and I said, no, Serene, you're fine. The ones that don't hurt are the problem, yes. But you have some sort of infection.
Okay, so talking about lysine, I should have just gone straight to the quinoa, but I've only recently realized that quinoa was so high in lysine.
Is Pearl your sanity partner?
But Pearl told me, get on the lysine, because it's probably just something viral that you picked up on the plane on the way back from Mexico.
People are never wanting to go to
Mexico. In all my years, I've never had this happen.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I had an old bottle of lysine, and I just started shoving it down the hatch, like lysine a couple of times a day.
Like an old brown bottle you found in the creek?
And then good old Pissy, sorry, that's her name, her grandchildren call her.
Prissy, yeah, Pissy.
Well, they call her Pissy, yeah. But anyway, they can't pronounce Prissy. But she told me, Pissy said, get on high vitamin C. So I had like 12,000 a day with the lysine. It's done. It's over with, people.
Really?
But lysine, I think lysine was the
key. A lot of people that get this, I was reading about these underarm lymph node things. It takes months. And Serene's like, oh, been
there,
done that.
3 days gone. Yeah. Gone.
But anyway,
good old lysine and quinoa, that'd be way bioavailable source. Way better.
That's funny. I always have these mystery things on my, you know, going on, and I'm always, my wife's my sanity partner.
Yeah. It's good to have a sanity partner. Charlie's mine.
Gotta have a sanity partner.
But now I'm my own sanity partner after all these years.
Yeah. You know,
a long time.
I've become a little bit of an expert myself.
God and me. Yeah. He's the best sanity partner.
No, Danny, you're not dying of the most rare form of cancer. It's in your head
but,
again.
But, oh, yes, we should all be eating this stuff. Now, it has an earthy, nutty flavor, right? That at
first, I love it.
I'm so sure so many of you listening right now have tasted quinoa. But when you first tasted it,
honestly. I first tasted it on the hilltop.
Did you?
Way back in the day.
I thought at first that it was kind of too earthy for me.
But what did you try first?
You
did
have
you try
salt
the black
on
one or the red one? Because the one is just very mild.
I tried the white one, but I was detecting and it wasn't rice. And I was like, you're not rice. Stop being trying to be like rice, you.
But
then the more I ate it, the more I loved it. And now I love the smell. I love the
earthiness.
You
just have to love it for what it is and try it in your head, not to be like some kind of.
But please, people, you'll never want to make it if you buy it from the grocery store in a bag that says rinse before cooking.
Okay.
Oh, don't even do that. Get the pre-rinse, because I've tried the rinse before cooking. All the little pieces get all over your kitchen and all over your body and all over into every crack.
Like dust?
No,
I
just
had rinsed before cooking and never got anything over anything. What is your problem?
I don't know what my problem is,
What's your problem, Pissy?
It's just, it's horrifying. So I just get the pre-rinsed. And then
I think
you
turned everybody against quinoa. It was
just
bad advertising.
Just buy the pre-rinse. We'll say pre-washed.
Just poofing the bag.
Yeah, just be like me and buy the regular stuff. Just give it a rinse.
Hold on, Serene.
It's fine.
What colander do you use?
You don't.
Oh, is
you
that
get
my
a
problem?
Pot.
Busted.
And you fill it with water and do shaky-shaky with your hand and you get all those saponins. It's the saponins.
Yes.
And if you're John, you think saponins are evil. But if you're like me, you think saponins are really
they
cool.
They taste strong, though.
Okay, so anyway.
She gives you such a hard time with
John's one of my best mates, right? I only tease who
it's
I love.
Best.
So you got all this, and then you go away and you say hello to somebody. You say, I love you to your child, and you give them a hug. When you go back to the sink, the quinoa has gone to the bottom, and you just gently tilt the pot to the side, and all the water goes gone.
Yeah,
and
then
how
so
many
gently.
Times do you have to do that?
I just do it once. If you want to do it twice because you're mental, you can.
Okay, but. Does it? Because saponins taste bad.
No, my quinoa tastes great.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because saponins are very strong. Yeah.
Now, if you love texture, get the tri-colored quinoa. It has a little bit of the black and the red and the white together, and it gives you the best of both worlds. Because the light white, it steams up really fluffy.
Mm.
Now the red one has an incredible has more of the nutty flavor, and the black one gives this little crunch. It's almost like it was fried. Like the black ones taste like you've got little bits of fried. Oh, my
good
family's
job,
calling.
Good job, Serene. Got a call.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you another phone call from Serene from one of her children wanting to know where
the salt
is.
It's actually my wild sister who we've talked about Mexico. She broke her shoulder on the last Mexico trip. You all remember, or new peeps in the room won't remember.
She shattered her shoulder.
She shattered it to pieces. And so she's finally healed up and we went back and she's begging us every day, take me back to the island. I want to go back to those rocks I wrecked myself on and climb them again.
She wants to redeem it.
I've got a funny story though. Do you mind? Can you indulge me a funny story?
Go.
Serene?
It's your podcast.
Of Ange for last year. So last year we all had to leave without her. She was in a hospital in Mexico getting her shoulder.
Leave back to the US.
Yeah, we had to come back and she was getting pins put in her shoulder and it was major surgery and it took her most of the year.
It was so shattered her shoulder. It actually touched on some major nerve in her body, they said, that could have paralyzed her. Like the bone was severed into, and it was.
But the hotel we stayed at, it was a sweet little place. You know, it's part of our timeshare, but we go back every year now. And they know us and we just love them. And there was a doctor there because, you know, everyone was alerted that she was coming back and had to get to the hospital. And the doctor for this little hotel was going to take her there and get her, you know, into emergency surgery and everything like that. And he was a sweet man and he took Vange and he was like her father, you know, and it was such an incredible thing. He was there every day. He went to visit her until she came back to the US. And it was just, it was just a beautiful relationship that developed between Vange and this doctor. So she's been gone all year, getting stronger, getting better. She went back to Mexico, fully healed, and all she wanted to see was this doctor.
That's all she. But
she wanted to show him her arm that she could raise above her head, and she wanted to say, look at me, you helped me, you know?
But now remember, let me just plug this thing in. This is still the COVID times, right?
Yeah.
And of course, this wonderful resort doesn't want to be shut down, so they're masked to the hilt. So yeah, just know
masked.
That.
Okay, so
it's hard to recognize people.
So we all get off the van from the airport, and Howard gets out with the bags, and he's standing next to this, you know, taller than average Mexican guy, and the doctor was taller, and he says, points to him, and he said, "Vange," right? So now she's not masked because she's Vange, okay? She gets off, and she thinks, "Doctor." And the first thing she does was she runs. I mean, if you know our sister, she's wild and she's extra and she's life. And she's six foot, red hair. And I mean, okay, yeah, she's a tornado wherever she goes. She literally runs to this man and engulfs him in the biggest, like, boob pushing hug, like Leslie's hugs, where you can't get away. Like, and she's like, "I can't believe I'm seeing you. Hello, look at me. Do you remember me? And
I love you. I love you.
She kept saying, "I love you." And she wonders why he's trying to push back, right? He's trying to get away from her hug. And she thinks, no, that's not right. So she hugs him again. She won't let him get out. And so finally her husband's, Howard's like, Vange, let him go. And so then he said, "He's not the doctor.
He's the bellboy."
It was the bellboy, which was there last year, that Howard remembered. And Vange is like, oh, so good to see you.
So classic Vange and Howard.
The doctor.
Yeah.
And she did finally get to see the doctor on the last day. He wasn't working as much, but they had a great time together. But
so
that,
classic.
That is so Vange.
And doesn't that relate to quinoa? Doesn't that just pull that full circle and just make you really inspired to go home and steam up a bowl?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I had a beautiful quinoa bowl when I was in Mexico. Yes,
so
Serene, we both had it. We had that same thing.
Yes.
We went to this cafe. Now, let's say what was in it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it was a crossover. We enjoyed crossovers the whole time. It was like a steamed bowl of quinoa, and they had a poached Leslie, perfectly poached, because only the British know how to do it so well.
Mm.
A perfectly poached egg.
That's fair.
And avocado.
And one little pit, avocado on one side.
Yeah, it wasn't all smushy, smushy, swirly, whirly. It was all, everything had its compartment on the plate.
Were there beets?
Yes, like pickled beets and some olives and some goat's cheese.
Does that fix beets?
And spinach.
Pickling them?
Fix? I love beets. What do you mean fix?
Beets are just, they're like
perfect.
Pest control. In what? Their
You've never really.
That's
stop.
What, that's
oh,
what
blasphemy. Mind. That's blasphemy.
I tried. I bought some beets out of a
you
like
didn't
can.
Try. Your mind
you
was closed before you ate
them. Beets out of cans?
No, I was so brave. And it was like.
No, there's nothing brave about that.
It was a special hipster brand that was supposed to make them palatable to the wheat.
Canned beets are like instant coffee.
Yes,
it's so not right.
Dude, I tried it. You try
one of Serene's recipes in our cookbooks, Danny, and don't say anything until you come back.
Yeah, and if you start to eat it and your mind is like it is, all fouled up about beets, don't expect to get good results.
All nauseous and sinful.
You could totally love a beet. We'll bring you one.
Like and a regular beet that is untreated.
What do you
grate it up in your salad just like it is? Ooh,
Danny, do you like onions?
Olive oil, cane, pepper, balsamic.
I mean, cooked.
All right. So do you just chomp into an onion?
Never.
Right. Well, we must do things. We were designed to be creative people with
food. So beets are like a potent sprinkle.
No,
they're delicious. Yeah, I mean, you roast beets. They're the best things in the world.
Well, I need to open my mind.
Yes. You do. And stop dissing beets on our potty.
I just try to beat a couple times. Each time, like every 10 years, I'm just like,
that's what I hear people say about stevia, and I just want to flush.
No, I can eat stevia a palmful in the hand. I mean, I'm
yeah, but you hated
up.
It at first, and then did. So you can come a long way.
And I hated stevia after I got off the Money. Saccharin stevia. You know,
yeah. You didn't know you
new
were
people in the room. Just go back and listen to the potty. Which one was it that we talked about? Our saccharin.
Serena
stevia?
Pearl got duped.
Serena and Pearl got duped. I actually had to teach my taste buds to like stevia again because I only like saccharin.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah. Everything tastes
you
got
to be a frequent listener to know what she's talking about.
You just
got to
open your mind to a new flavor.
Well, that's where I was at. I was in a very strong place, mentally speaking. And I was like, it's time to handle the beet. And I tried. And it was like, this is like roast foot.
Roast foot.
I don't even know how to respond.
Roast duck foot.
Oh, you know, quinoa is also a great sense of iron, a great source of iron.
And if you soak it, you'll make sure those phytates are gone so you can absorb all of that.
Yeah. Once again, it's folate, people. All of those of us with the MTHFR mutation. And I'm going to stop calling it a mutation.
Yeah, the MTHFR blessing.
Blessing, whatever it is. We either have it or we don't.
What
half
does it
of
stand
us do. It just means we're not methylating quite as well as some others, but we're probably doing other spectacular things better than the other people.
Yeah. We
but
can't
we need
all
folate.
Be gifted at the same thing.
I've heard you talk about this like 90 Very times, and I still have no idea. Rachel. What any of that.
Yes, but listen. But listen, so those people with that variant, they just need to take in foods high in folate, which is the B vitamins that have been that are naturally already methylated. Mm-hmm. They come naturally that way. So and watch out, and beets very high in that natural methylated folate. Now watch out though for folic acid, because that is actually toxic for those with the MTHFR. Blessing.
So check your supplement, right? Check
it's actually toxic.
Check your daily multivitamin or whatever you're having.
Do you
or
have
anything
to check food too?
Yeah, or bread from the store.
Anything with
that's not like
fortified
freshly made from a
wheat flour.
Okay.
Anything with white flour in the U.S.
or whole wheat. The whole wheat, Peter,
has
folic
been fortified with synthetic folic acid. So if half of us have this variant, and we don't process that well at all, and that can mess up our methylation, and we have to methylate to be healthy. So
especially when you're pregnant,
Danny,
that MTHFR blessing is more important to get into touch with.
So
you don't have folic acid.
So quinoa, that's why they call it a superfood. Some foods you think, oh, that's a trendy superfood. It really deserves its name. It is
the gold of the Incas is what it was originally called.
Yes, it's amazingly high in folate. And as I was saying, when we were in Mexico, we had spinach on that bowl. And the only thing Serena and I said to one another, that the spinach was not cooked. We said, if it was cooked, that bowl would have been perfect. So today I cooked mine in my bowl and it did make it so well. If you have spinach and quinoa together, your folate is out the roof.
Yes.
You're so high. And listen, as I said before, it is so high in manganese, which is good for headaches, plus magnesium. And the two of those together, they're even more potent.
It's very incredible for your skin, quinoa, too. It's a beauty food. It's beautiful. It actually treats age spots. Yeah.
Ooh,
it gets rid of the age spots. Yeah. It's very high in the B vitamins and the B vitamin 12. And it's high in, let me find out what it's high in. It's a certain thing that gets rid of the pigmentation on your skin, so it fights age spots.
It seems to be missing from our diet then with all these benefits.
Well, I think a lot of us just forget about it.
Yeah.
But who thinks about quinoa?
Well, you know, we think about, I mean, because I love oats so much, I just tend to forget about quinoa.
Right.
But I think I'm going to do week on, week off. So I just keep
like
keep
oats
it
and
in rotation.
Rice are in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as
we're
like
just
the
more
base.
Familiar with them.
Yeah.
We're 42 minutes. We're good to go, guys.
Yeah,
we've given up.
We're done.
All.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.